Hello everyone, I want to welcome you to another episode of Modernizing Your Infrastructure with Hybrid Cloud. And in this episode, we're going to talk about automation and management. And with me online is a good friend and also a leading Microsoft technology evangelist, Keith Mayer. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Young. Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be here today.
Yeah, today we're going to talk about something that's in everybody's mind. That's how you manage and automate your hybrid cloud infrastructure. So I think it's going to be a pretty exciting topic. And we have a number of blog posts coming. And what do you think, Keith? Is this good?
Yeah, it's a really exciting area, I think. I know a lot of the IT pros I talk with are excited about learning how they can take their existing infrastructure skills and begin moving them into the hybrid cloud era. Yeah,
so yeah, I'm excited. And when it comes to cloud, really, there's so much to manage, right? You have your fabric, which is your compute power, your network, your storage. And much of the management and monitoring are pretty much rely on automation.
Yep.
So I always wonder, Keith, when we transition into cloud computing, when we transform our infrastructure into a hybrid cloud environment, what kind of consideration or what are the important factors? What are those tools or platforms are available for us?
Yeah, that's a great topic. And when I think about hybrid cloud and infrastructure, you know, I think about kind of that best of both worlds approach, right? Of being able to leverage your on-premises data center and the resources that you may already have deployed to the best of your organization's ability for mission-critical apps and whatnot, and then extending that data center to a public cloud platform where you can carve out a isolated, secure area as an extension of your data center, like on the Microsoft Azure public cloud, for instance. And that works really well from a cost-effectiveness and agility standpoint. But what I see one of the considerations being for a lot of organizations is when they're effectively managing on-prem and public cloud platforms together, they really want to think about the tools and processes that they use and how they can enable consistency of management, consistency of automation across those tools for both the on-prem and the public cloud platforms. You don't want to be in a situation where you're using one set of tools for your on-prem world and a completely different set of tools for your public cloud platforms, because otherwise you're going to start developing your own kind of, you know, gum and string approach to gluing that together. And I think that consistency of tools and processes for managing and automating a hybrid cloud platform is one of the areas that organizations are telling us we really shine. We've got, you know, the Azure portal for managing your public cloud from a management interface. We've got the Azure PAC portal for providing a consistent management UI in the on-premises world. We've got System Center for monitoring and provisioning and alerting and whatnot across those on-prem and public cloud platforms consistently. And then certainly we've got PowerShell, one of my favorite areas to talk about, PowerShell and scripting for consistent scripts that once you learn PowerShell, you can learn and leverage across on-prem private clouds and public clouds as well.
Okay, so I hear you saying you have on-premise and then you have a private cloud environment, then you have public cloud environment, then in between you transition into kind of hybrid cloud environment, and PowerShell seems to be the tools that help us can kind of use the same tool applied to different environment, different area.
I think that's what's great about PowerShell is that it started off being very, back in the day of the first version of PowerShell, being really Windows center-centric. But over the last several years, it's grown into an entire ecosystem so that PowerShell, from an automation and scripting standpoint, can be used for managing on-prem infrastructure, networking, host configuration, storage configurations, workloads that are running inside virtual machines on-premises, whether those workloads are running Windows or Linux. We've got PowerShell support. And then when we begin extending our environment into a hybrid cloud and mirroring those two worlds of public and private cloud together. PowerShell supports also there for public cloud fabric for provisioning cloud-based storage, cloud-based networking, cloud-based virtual machines, and then extending that into those virtual machines to think about ways that we can begin provisioning applications at a more solution or application-centric view rather than having to worry about all the individual discrete components. So yeah, I mean, PowerShell and the consistency it provides gives us really what I like to think of as a single scripting and command line interface for the hybrid cloud across the board, one CLI to rule them all.
Right. So I think we know a little bit about PowerShell. You know, the scripting allows you to automate your tasks and things like that. And I know that the Microsoft also recently very aggressively tried to really educate IT pro that we really need to, in order to maintain the consistency, we need to kind of declare your configuration and apply it to everywhere. So we have this DSC desired state configuration. So that is something I think is very interesting. I hope you will show us something.
Yeah, so the world is moving fast and furious towards more and more rapid release cycles of solutions. And so configuration management becomes a really needed component in being able to manage the various releases of a solution that's being deployed. And so you're right, DSC is pretty exciting. Desired state configuration is pretty exciting because it allows us to extend the skills that we've grown up with around PowerShell scripting from a more script-oriented, more imperative way of thinking into really a declarative mode of thinking about, well, here's a configuration that needs to be put in place for this release. I don't really want to worry about what's in place already and what's not in place already and have to do all this complex if-then logic. I just want to declare my configuration through PowerShell DSC and let the DSC engine figure out what needs to be put in place to make that application environment consistent with my desired configuration. Do a lot of that heavy lifting that I'd otherwise have to bake into an imperative script myself. Yeah, we'll definitely show some examples of that when we get into the demos today, and then in our upcoming blog series, we've got a lot more detail around that as well.
Yeah, you know, the DSC, it sounds like it's a one small step for mankind, one giant leap in IT and the cloud computing implementation. Now, that's all good. PowerShell is great. It's all Microsoft. What happened if I am a open source guy?
Sure. Well, and that's a great question. You know, in the open source world, you may already be doing, if you're running Linux-based workloads or other open source workloads, you may already be doing configuration management and automation, perhaps using some other tools like Puppet or Chef or Vagrant or whatnot. And our MS OpenTech team has done a great job of being able to integrate your existing skill sets with those third-party management solutions into the Azure platform, into Hyper-V, into your hybrid cloud as well. So certainly PowerShell we're really excited about because it provides consistency across Windows and Linux workloads and consistency from on-prem to the public cloud. But if you're already using other automation and config management tools, the good news is that you don't necessarily have to change those tools. You can continue to leverage those with the integrated support that we have through our OpenTech team with those tools across on-prem and public cloud as well.
Wow. So it appears to me as we transition into cloud computing, moving from private cloud, transition into hybrid cloud, hopefully eventually we get to the public cloud, that I can apply all the skills that I have developed and I don't need to switch career, it appears.
Yeah, I think, you know, on solution development and delivery teams within organizations, there's a huge need for operations support, for working with the development team side by side. And instead of reviewing an application design when it's ready to launch into production, to be the operations talent that's working side by side with developers to help arrive at an initial architecture that's going to satisfy your organizational needs from an IT ops perspective. And so what we find a lot of IT pros getting excited about in this hybrid cloud world, in this DevOps world, is being able to leverage your existing hardware infrastructure skills, your knowledge of IP subnetting and networking and capacity planning and whatnot, but leveraging those in a scripted, automated, DevOps-oriented environment to be able to take your skills and align them in a way that allows your organization to develop and deploy solutions more quickly and realize business value on a much more agile basis. So there's definitely, you know, great value for IT pros in the hybrid cloud and DevOps worlds as we move forward. It's just migrating those skills from hardware infrastructure into more of a scripted, automated, management-oriented approach that's integrated into a development team.
So either on-premise deployment, like using Windows Server and System Center deploying private cloud, or in public cloud use Microsoft Azure, or in between using System Center, PowerShell, design state configuration as kind of a glue to transition through the hybrid cloud. So there's a place for us, there's a place for IT Pro really to contribute.
Definitely.
Now, Microsoft Azure is great. I love that interface, and it would be nice if we can have that interface in private cloud environment.
Well, that's good news, because with Azure Pack, you can have the same interface in private cloud as well and provide that management UI consistency back and forth. Would you like to jump over into the lab and show everybody what it is we're talking about?
I can't wait. I'm waiting for you to say that. Let's take a look at it.
Okay, great. I'll see you over in the lab. So hey, Young, here we are over in our lab environment, and we're looking at the Microsoft Azure web management portal currently. This is the portal that we'd use for managing resources out in the public cloud through our Microsoft Azure subscription. And as you know well, using this portal interface, it's a web-based interface that works in any modern browser that supports HTML5 and JavaScript. So it'll work cross-platform, and it provides a really easy way of navigating through the various types of resources that you can provision up in Azure as an extension of your data center, whether it's websites or virtual machines, whether it's storage, or if we scroll down a little bit further, our various networking capabilities for designing either virtual networks that are isolated up in Azure or are extended site-to-site cross-premises to our on-premises data center. And we've gotten a lot of great feedback on this, the ease of use of this interface. And a lot of people, as you had pointed out, want the same type of self-service, easy management, consistent interface in their on-premises data center environment as well. And that's where Azure Pack comes in. So I'm going to switch over to another tab here, and you'll notice that we're looking at what looks like at a first glance very much like the Azure portal that we were just talking about, but this is actually the Azure Pack service management portal. What the whole idea behind the Azure Pack is, as you build out your on-premises private cloud using Windows Server 2012 R2 and Hyper-V and System Center 2012 R2 to manage and control that fabric, the Azure Pack sets on top of that to provide a consistent management interface for managing that private cloud. And it exposes that through both a REST-based API in a consistent way to the Microsoft Azure portal, as well as through a consistent management portal interface for being able to step through the management of virtual machines and networks and storage and whatnot in your on-prem world as well. And you'll see I've got a subset that I'm exposing. I'm logged in as one of my development accounts, one of my developers, into my on-premises private cloud. And I've got a virtual machine here. I've got the ability to find networks and SQL Server databases that have all been set up on the back end as part of my developer plan subscription in my private cloud. And as I, very much like Azure, as I click on the new button down at the bottom, I can build new virtual machines. If I browse into the gallery, we'll see virtual machine templates that I've previously set up as System Center Virtual Machine Manager templates that I can select and use to provision my environment. and stepped through the process in a very consistent way with what I'd see out in the Microsoft Azure portal. So these two capabilities, Microsoft Azure and the Azure Pack together, provide that consistent management interface from a web browser for both the public cloud and your on-prem private cloud to give kind of one consistent approach for doing interactive management across your hybrid cloud. What are you hearing from IT pros about Azure Pack? Young, is there a lot of excitement on Azure Pack when you talk about it with them?
I think many people talk about it, although they may use different phrase, maybe use different term, but basically what they want is a service model like this that you don't need to really be so much concerned about what's the underlying infrastructure, how you hook them up, because what they care about is their workload. They want to be able to deploy their workload just like that. And I think the Azure Pack is definitely a great solution that give us that abstraction such that, you know, the business owner, the IT pro, the cloud administrator, they can simply use this interface and deploy their workload, deploy their services quickly.
Yeah, definitely. And certainly the Azure Pack goes beyond just providing this web-based portal. As I mentioned a little earlier, it also provides a REST-based API interface that's consistent with the Microsoft Azure public cloud service. And one of the ways that we can leverage that as an IT pro is in terms of scripting and automation through PowerShell or through some of those other tools that we talked about as well. So from a PowerShell standpoint, if we take a look at what we can do inside PowerShell, I'm going to switch over into another screen here that's running the Windows PowerShell integrated scripting environment. And a lot of you out there know that we have direct PowerShell support for Azure, for Microsoft Azure, the public cloud platform. There's a free Azure PowerShell module you can download from our Azure portal and snap right, install right into your PowerShell environment. One of the things you want to keep in mind is that Azure module updates on a pretty regular basis, generally on a monthly, sometimes more frequently than a monthly basis. And so what you may want to do periodically is just check the version of your Azure module that you've got installed against what's available through the azure.microsoft.com portal on the downloads page. And you can do that just by running git module and telling it that you want to get the details of the Azure module. When I run that, you'll see I'm running a relatively current release of the Azure module, 0.8.5. And in the 0.8 releases of the Azure module, we added support for multiple Azure environments. So if I run git Azure environment, what that's going to show me is inside the Azure module, what types of Azure clouds can it connect to? And by default, when you load up the Azure module, it's going to have the public Azure cloud that we can subscribe to and provision that we could manage through the management portal out in the public cloud. We've also got our China cloud, which is managed separately. It's kind of for governmental reasons, regional reasons. It's partitioned off from the public Azure cloud, and it is managed through a separate set of interfaces. But we can add to this. We can add in our own Azure Pack environment as an additional environment and consistently use this Azure PowerShell module through PowerShell scripts to manage both our public cloud world and our on-premises private cloud world through the Azure Pack interface. So let's step through a little bit of this. So first, I want to authenticate from within PowerShell to my public cloud, my Azure public cloud. And I'll use add Azure account as my commandlet to do that. So I'll go ahead and run add Azure account, and I'll log in with my account and key in my password. And click the sign in button. And this is going to authenticate me to my public cloud subscription for Azure. And if we run, after I'm authenticated, if we run git Azure subscription, and look at the subscription names, we'll see we've got actually a few different subscriptions here. We've got a plan for tying into my Office 365 environment. We've got a lab environment, a production environment. And then I've got a developer plan environment listed down here. Well, that developer plan environment is actually referencing my Windows Azure Pack on-prem private cloud. So let's see how I added that in. If I scroll down a little further here, you'll see I've got this add Azure environment commandlet. where I can pass in a name, and I can pass in a publish settings URL. For Azure Pack, the publish settings URL is basically, by default, when you set up Azure Pack, it's your Azure Pack URL on port 30,081 / publish settings. So that gets set up by default when you build your Azure Pack environment. And I can run that add Azure environment commandlet to be able to add in my various environments for managing subscriptions that are in my private cloud environment through Azure Pack as well as in my public cloud environment. So let's go ahead and run that. And we'll see when we run that, it actually returns back some information. So that's now added in. And if I go back up here and run Git Azure Environment again, what we should see is that I've now got my Azure Pack on-prem environment added as one of the environments that I can manage. And I had that added in a little earlier. That's how I got my developer plan subscription. Now, once I've got that in place, I've got my environment added, and I've got my Azure Pack subscription, now I can go through the process of selecting that subscription. So instead of selecting one of my Azure subscriptions, I can select my on-prem developer plan subscription. And I can use my Azure PowerShell module commandlets to interact with my on-prem subscription resources and provision new applications and new resources. In fact, if we go out to my command add-on pane in my PowerShell ISE and I pull down the Azure module, just to filter on that, in the Azure module, if I key in a filter search criteria of WAP for Windows Azure Pack, you'll see a whole bunch of commandlets for managing Azure Pack resources through your Azure Pack subscription plans through that REST API that the Azure Pack tenant portal provides. So if I wanted to see a list of VMs that are running in my current subscription, I can tell it to get Azure Pack, Windows Azure Pack VM, find the names, and it's going to return back all my VMs that are running. So a little earlier, we saw in my Azure Pack subscription that Dev02 VM was provisioned there. If I just switch back, there's the VM. That's the VM that we're interacting with now through PowerShell. And once I have that connection made, I can use PowerShell now to create scripts to manage Azure Pack resources. Maybe I've got some resources for my application that are running on premises through Azure Pack in my data center. Maybe other resources that are part of that application that are running out in the Microsoft Azure public cloud. Maybe I've got my web VMs up in the public cloud and my database VMs down to my on-premises private cloud. If I need to stop and start or manage those VM components, I can do that with one script just by doing things like grabbing an object variable that is associated with a particular VM and then stopping or starting it. And I can also provision new Azure Pack resources. So I could go out to the Azure Pack and grab a list of virtual networks that are out there that the Azure Pack is exposing from System Center VMM. I can grab a list of templates that are out there. So remember when we were in the Azure Pack management portal, the tenant administration portal, and we looked at creating new VMs, we saw various templates, a database server, app server, web server template. Those were all VM templates that are being propagated out through System Center VMM. They were defined in VMM initially, and the Azure Pack is presenting them from a self-service management model, both through the web UI, the web management UI, as well as through the REST interface. And so if I wanted to provision a new virtual machine using one of those templates, I can script that out quite easily just by calling Git Windows Azure Pack VM template to select a particular template. So I'll pick my database server template, set that to a variable, specify some credentials that I want to use for provisioning my new VM. So I'll use Git credential and prompt for some new local admin credentials that I want to provision this VM with. I'll type in the username and password, and then use new Windows Azure Pack VM, specify the name, specify the template, specify the creds, and be able to provision that new environment. So it's really pretty consistent. Once you know PowerShell, you can leverage it across your hybrid cloud, both from an on-premises standpoint, for your private cloud resources through the Azure pack, as well as for public cloud resources through Microsoft Azure, and build scripted approaches to automate the deployment and provisioning, the management, the ongoing alerting and monitoring of these resources across your entire hybrid cloud. Well, Young, what do you think? When you start showing IT pros Azure pack and PowerShell support for it and whatnot, what's some of the initial feedback or challenges that they talk about this being a solution for?
I think many of them really concerned about using different tools in different environments. And I think you just demonstrated using PowerShell that you can dynamically add a new environment. I think that's very, very powerful capability to do that. And then it's the same concept across the board. If you know how to operate Azure PowerShell, you pretty much know how to operate the PowerShell against the Windows Azure pack. So I think, you see here there's a consistency across the board, and that is definitely good news. That means IT Pro don't need to unlearn and relearn many stuff. I think this is something that eventually it will help us converge our transition into public cloud, and on our way to a hybrid cloud, this is a great tool in place for us to help us to keep everything consistent and standardize everything and automate everything. So I think it's truly a great story. Now to shamelessly plug a little thing here is in our upcoming blog posts, we're going to talk about Windows Azure Pack. We will have more detail in terms of how you configure it, how Keith make all this magic happen. And we also have, I think, a post about design state configuration. We will have a post about how you monitoring and management. So for this management and automation component, if you will, we're very excited that we have many great substance that's coming out.
Awesome. Well, what do you say? Does it make sense to head back over to the office and finish up our discussion?
Oh, well, I actually cannot wait. I'm hopping on a car. I'm going to try to make my private cloud install with Windows Azure Pack.
Okay. Well, I'll see you back at the office then.
Well, Keith, that was great. Using PowerShell, and you can manage local, manage public cloud with in a consistent platform. That is just a great demo that you have. I am getting really envious about this whole thing. I can't wait. I'm going out to Microsoft Virtual Academy. I'm going to study Windows Azure Pack and Microsoft Azure, and I'm going to study Server System Center. And now, I also know that we have a blog post series going on. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the blog post series we've gotten a lot of great feedback on. It's focused around Windows Server 2003 and the support and kind of the decision points that a lot of organizations are at right now of how do I migrate to Windows Server 2012, 2012 R2, and what we're encouraging, and a lot of organizations have seen some great value from it, is rather than looking at it as an opportunity to do one-for-one server migrations, to actually look at it as an opportunity for modernizing your infrastructure and thinking about the bigger picture of how hybrid cloud can provide value. Because in many organizations, you've got lots of applications that are running. Some of them are going to be better served potentially by moving them to a public cloud platform, public cloud fabric, as an extension of your on-premises data center. When you think about web applications and remote desktop delivered applications that perhaps need to have high scalability, have perhaps in some cases unpredictable resource request levels, and you want to leverage a public cloud like Microsoft Azure to be able to dynamically scale or auto-scale based on workload needs as they occur up and down and pay as you go only for what you're consuming at that particular point in time. And so our blog series, our AKA MS Modern Cloud blog series that's linked down at the bottom of the page, is all about looking at this migration opportunity as an opportunity to modernize and move where it makes sense in your organization to more of a hybrid cloud approach that marries up an on-premises data center with a public cloud environment securely in a way that you can capitalize on.
And let's not forget We also have early expert program to help us to join the community and study together and grow together and get certified, and all the good things will happen.
Yeah, definitely. Out at earlyexperts.net, we've got two great study tracks that those listening today may be interested in to learn more. One that's focused on the private cloud side of becoming a virtualization specialist and gaining a better understanding of how to manage and leverage Windows Server 2012 R2 and Hyper-V and System Center 2012 R2 for building out their private cloud environment. And then the blog post, Young, that you had mentioned for Azure Pack is a great follow-on to that. Out on Microsoft Virtual Academy, we also have a new jumpstart on the Azure Pack as well. So if you're looking to get a little bit more depth around Azure Pack, that's another great resource too. And then on Early Experts, we have a hybrid cloud study track as well that focuses in on leveraging Microsoft Azure, extending your on-premises data center through virtual networking out to the public cloud, defining your secure, isolated virtual networks out on Microsoft Azure, and then moving and managing VMs from your on-premises data center out to the Microsoft Azure public cloud platform.
Well, thank you so much. That's a lot of information that you're willing to share. Thank you so much for that. And also your insight. Every time I see you do all this demo, I was like, Yeah, I'm going to learn that. Thank you so much for joining us. And I also want to thank our outstanding producer, Chris Caldwell, for producing this episode for us. Until next time, this is Young Cho at Microsoft.